Okay, before Shavuos, we're learning the Dinah Mamakav Patish, again, which means the finishing blow, or fixing something which is broken, now making it from unusable to usable. Okay, so not only are you not allowed to fix something, but strengthening something that it shouldn't get ruined later is also a form of repair. For instance, when halacha discusses, somebody wants to spray a wig that it should keep the style that it's in, or hairspray, you know, things like that. So even though you're not fixing the wig now in any way whatsoever, but the bottom line is you're fixing it that it shouldn't ruin later. So that's also part of the makar b'patish. It's probably rabbinically forbidden. Or the mashal, they say, this is for women. What happens if a woman has a tear in the stocking and they don't want it to tear more, so they put nail polish on it that it shouldn't spread more. So in all those cases, that's called repairing, even though it's not broken and you're not fixing anything, but you're making it that it shouldn't. So anytime you strengthen an article, it's no good. Now, temporary repairs, if it's noticeable that it's a temporary repair, then it's not an issue. For instance, we learned already, you can't put a new shoelace into even an old shoe. But if you're to put a different colored shoelace in it, which doesn't match, so then obviously it's noticeable that you're not planning to leave it like that. Or, let's say a shoelace tore, and you don't have any other shoelace. So instead of, normally you put, let's say there's six holes, so you put the shoelace through all six holes. But then you only put it through the top two holes, just to hold it. So then again, that's not an issue because then it's obvious that you're not repairing it. But things which are normal usage, like we said the other day, shake down a thermometer after it's used, well, the mercury thermometers, not nowadays, wouldn't be a problem. Or, for instance, if there's a cup, a plastic cup that's broken, you know, not broken, but bent in. You know, these plastic cups. So fixing it is not called makar b'patish, that's not called a repair. I mean, because that's the way it normally happens. If somebody, let's say, has, you know, pinches in their hat and the pinches come out a little bit. So you're allowed to put them, you can't make new pinches on Shabbos. But you can just fix the ones that, you know, either got a little smashed and you unsmash it or whatever. That's not a problem. But sometimes, if let's say a chair breaks, okay, and you're not allowed to fix it on Shabbos because that's makar b'patish, that you're fixing it, so then many times the chair would become muktzah also, because you can't use the chair. If it's not usable, then it becomes muktzah. So, okay, now, makar b'patish applies, this malach of repairing or fixing or final blow, whether it's hard material, soft material, garments, cutlery, books, big items, small items, whether you do it with your hand or with a tool, whatever, it doesn't matter. It will all be forbidden. Food? Oh, now we're coming, Mamish, now to food. Is a makar b'patish by food? So he says like this. Some poskim rule, the makar b'patish does not apply to food items. Therefore, Lebashel, what happens if you have a very salty fish? You got a very salty fish, and you want to wash it off to get rid of the salt. Now, basically, the salty with before you wash it is not edible. Now you're making it edible by washing off the salt. So some poskim say it's makar b'patish. Some people say it. Biblical doesn't apply. Sages, the Chachamim said, if it only looks like fixing, and I'll give you a few examples which are practical. Number one, we discussed this one before in a different din, but are you allowed to table dishes in a mikvah on Shabbos? Let's say you have a mikvah or a shul bought a new dish and they need to table and there's a mikvah in the shul. So are you allowed to table dishes on Shabbos? What's it dependent on? If you're making the dish usable and when it wasn't before. Now, what is this dependent on? So Shulchan Aruch says, this dependent, let's say, and the argument in Halacha is tovling dishes biblical or is it rabbinic? That means one opinion, halacha says it's biblical. The Torah says you have to tovel dishes. Another opinion says, no, it's only rabbinic. So what's relevant to this then? If you hold you have to biblically tovel a dish, that means you can't use it for food. Now by toveling it, you're making it usable for food. So you're actually making something non-usable, you're making it usable. But if you hold Tfilas Kalim is only a din in the Chachamim said, so then you would be allowed to table dish it because biblically you can use this dish. Chachamim said you should table it, but the dish is a dish. It's usable. You're not fixing it. There's a din. The Chachamim said you should table it. So then you would be allowed to. But Al Rebbe Paskins, and that's what most Paskins, Paskins, Tfilas Kalim is Minatero, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to table dishes on Shabbos.
What about you?
But one second. But let's say somebody gets fruits from Eretz Yisrael, and you have to separate truma and maisa de tithes. People have to be careful because a lot of times you go to the stores, you get Israeli produce. You can get Jaffa oranges, you can get dates from Israel, figs from Israel, pomegranate. I mean, you can get fruits today from Israel. So if it has a very good hechsher, you know, then it says on it, it will separate truma, maisa, and everything. Otherwise, you can't eat it. You have to separate bechlal during the week. You have to separate a whole procedure of separating trumas and maisers from it. So therefore, you couldn't separate trumas and maisers on Shabbos because you're not allowed to eat the fruit. And by separating truma and maiser, you're making the food edible. That, even though it's food, is still forbidden. Same thing with tabling dishes. Or for instance, even we learned the mitzvah of challah. Separating challah. You know, a woman bakes dough. Okay, you have to separate challah. So now, what happens if a woman forgot to separate challah before Shabbos? Now comes Friday night, she has all these beautiful challahs, but she forgot to separate challah. So the din is like this. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't eat the challahs. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the din is, you're not allowed to eat the food before you separate challah. You're not allowed to eat the food until you separate the challah. Now, you can't do that because now you're making the unedible food, you're making it edible. But in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to. Why? Because Chutz La'aretz is not as, the challah of Chutz La'aretz is not as strict as the Israeli challah. So therefore, halacha says, if you didn't separate challah, you're allowed to eat and leave over a piece at the end to separate challah from. So you're allowed to eat the challah and just leave a piece over at the end to separate challah from. So therefore, it's edible. No, the chatchi is supposed to separate before when you bake it or before you bake it. I'm saying, b'di'eved, if a woman forgot to separate challah in America, let's say, Apidin, she's allowed to eat the challah. I mean, the people can eat the challah. They have to leave over a piece at the end and separate challah from that and then make the bracha. But that they have to do after Shabbos. What?
Did you know,
1 second. What?
You asked Tfilas Kalim, what if you do the thing with the guy where you borrow him forever?
That is allowed to be done. Now, the Rebbe says, Erev Shabbos, B'shas Hadchak. But not on Shabbos. Because you're giving a matana, which you can't do on Shabbos anyway.
What about if you're making hefker? Can you make it hefker?
Using it, but then you cane it when you use it.
You take from borrowing it. So
no,
it
who's hefker? You make it hefker,
yeah.
So who's cane it?
He will be cane it. Go ahead.
Can't.
Why not?
Because it doesn't work. Because Min HaTorah you're allowed to use the keli. The keli is a keli. No, the Chachamim said there's an inyan you have to take it out from the tumah of a goy to kedusha of a yid. So it's a rabbinic concept, but it's not that you're making the keli into a keli. What?
But doesn't it say when the yidim came back from war and they were instructed not to tovel dishes and some in water, some in fire?
Yeah, but some say that was that time and it was kashering and it was a different story than today.
Okay. the rest of the
Ma, who said? According to many opinions, glass is minateira. According to many opinions, a lot of things are minateira. Okay. So now, Lamashul. There's certain things you're allowed to do, and he goes through different practical things. For instance, you have a new suit, new dress, new shirt. And there's still a pin tag attached to it. Yeah. And you don't want to wear it with the tag, obviously. So the din is, you're allowed to cut the tag, providing you don't tear any letters. Can't tear letters on Shabbos. What? Sometimes people wear, they want to show the designer labels that they bought.
Right. Yeah. You just hang the tag inside.
No, you're allowed to take it off because that's not called fixing it. Or like it says, the vart is you're only removing the external things from the garment, but you're not fixing the garment. The garment is wearable as is. Or for one second. Let's say you take out a new shirt, and there's pins and pins
laundry,
or whatever.
Laundry tag that's attached also.
What?
Some of these guys they put on it's mom. She got a.
You're allowed to leave it on. If you want, you can leave it on. It's bottled to the garment. You can cut it off on Shabbos, providing you don't rip any letters.
Yeah, the plastic.
Or if somebody has a new shirt and there's pins or whatever, you're allowed to take them off.
You mentioned about the shoelaces. Today now, I know it's a trend, but people now wear two different, based on what you answered, today's would not really apply.
If their intent is to do it like that, to leave it like that, then you're not allowed to.
Right. It's normal to do it that way.
In other words, if crazy is normal, so by being normal, you're changing that's a shinui. Being normal is not normal because everybody's crazy today. That's basically what you're saying.
Is there a problem carrying inside the tag?
No, it's bottled to the garment.
What about the second button on?
Some machlekes and aloha, some poskim person. I'll tell you, we could do it. But there's a machlekes, some say you have to take it off, some say you can leave it. Most people are makel, that is bottled to the garment, you can leave it.
And those that aren't, let's say you have to take off the tag.
Then you have a shaila. Now, the tag or the button?
Either one.
No, a button is a shaila of kareya, tearing. You're unsewing. A button is sewn, right? You can't unsew. Meaning kareya. So you can't do that. Not because you're fixing the garment, because you now take off a button like that. That's the...
It's not a problem, it's not taking it out, it's taking it out. It's out here because no.
But it's bottled to the garment.
I don't know, I remember hearing it.
I know some people say it's not bottled to the garment, you have to take off, but the most people are making... What? Huh? Yeah. What? Okay, next. Now, sometimes, when they tailor your garment, they put a chalk mark, and sometimes they forget to erase it. So that you're not allowed to erase on Shabbos. That is also part of Makab Patish, because that is in the garment itself, and it's like a blemish in the garment. It's not something external to the garment. It's part of the garment, so then you can't do that. Okay, we said reshaping a crushed hat is allowed, but you can't brush a hat on Shabbos. You can't steam a hat on Shabbos. All those things would be forbidden on Shabbos. Now, you have those things called shoe trees. You stick the shoe tree in this. Okay. So the halacha is like this. If the shoe is bent out of shape, then you can't put in the shoe tree on Shabbos because then you're fixing the shape of the shoe. But if the shoe is just, it's the normal shape, you're just putting it in to keep the shape, so then it's not a problem. You're not doing anything. What?
You better blow hot air on your hat. Sometimes it gives it a darker color and cleans it.
No, you can only blow to take off lint. Lint, yeah, but not if there's a dirt spot on the hats. Lint is not in the garment. Lint is on top of the garment. Like if you have lint, you could go like this, but you can't clean it if it got dirty. No, you can't use a roll on Shabbos like that. It depends. If it's only lint, Yes, but if it's more than that, that it's actual dirt, and many times it's actual dirt, you can't.
So brushing, you wouldn't be able to...
You can't use a brush in Shabbos.
Because...
That's, you're cleaning also.
Even a nylon brush?
You're cleaning... Huh?
Even a nylon brush?
You're cleaning it.
Like in a broom, you're allowed to use the...
But not on... Yeah, but that's different than a garment. Here you're cleaning the... I'll give you an example. By the way, it's not so simple that you can use a broom on carpet on Shabbos. You can use a broom on the floor. You know those... It's late. Those carpet sweepers, the manual carpet sweepers. Yeah, okay. You're not allowed to use it on a carpet on Shabbos. Why? Because those things don't only pick up the lint. They actually clean the dirt sometimes also. So that you can pick up lint. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It actually...
Pull the fiber up.
What? What?
You have Rabbi Tamid Chacham, and he's in a rather not a very friendly environment at first. And then all of a sudden he has a stain or something, and it's going to be degrading the rabbi, that those who really love the sin.
It's not so simple. In fact, it's very complicated. It's a big problem. Machachin is a mason, my mechamay, my mind, Kimishabalag, I'll say that we're going to have a cashier, man.